Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. We're coming to you live from HPE Discover in Madrid, and I'm very excited to have Susan Blocker, VP of Hybrid Infrastructure Marketing from HPE, with us today. Welcome, Susan.
Thank you so much. Happy to be here.
It's been an interview that I've been looking forward to having. Why don't we just get started, and can you just describe your role at HP and how that relates to HPE's delivery of what you guys are calling hybrid IT?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm the Vice President of Marketing for HPE's hybrid IT business. And really, when you think about HPE and our focus, it is around helping make hybrid IT simple. That was a huge theme that we talked about here in Discover Madrid this week. My role is really to bring that to life and to tell the stories that demonstrate how we're helping customers with our technology to deliver business outcomes and drive competitive advantage.
I think that one thing that's spoken to me this week as I've heard the talks from executives and seen some of the demonstrations is just evidencing how quick technology innovation is really moving.
Yes.
When it comes to new applications, new use cases, new ways that we can apply this IT infrastructure into driving business forward or solving problems. I was really intrigued by the announcement today that HPE made with the National Center of Missing and Exploited Children. Can you tell me about that?
It's really about using our technology to help aggregate all of the data that exists from many, many sources about missing and exploited children, and then enabling law enforcement and agencies like the NCMEC, the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, to more rapidly analyze that data, understand what's happening, maybe make connections between missing children and families or between criminals and what we're seeing around missing children so that they can make those connections. And I think that's really about all of the incredible data and analytics technology that we bring to bear.
And talk about a customer that feels incredibly important in terms of helping with an IT solution. You know, one thing that I heard is that their storage requirements double every year.
That's right.
Which is kind of sad because it tells you how many images they're collecting.
That's right.
On an annual basis. How did HPE approach what infrastructure to provide to drive the capabilities forward for NCMEC?
Well, with NCMEC, on average, they log about 450,000 missing children every year, on average, or cases of missing children. All of that data has to be captured along with all of the information about those children, where they come from, their families, you know, what the circumstances are. It's a huge data requirement. And so it was really about looking at the specific unique needs of the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children and determining what kind of Hewlett-Packard Enterprise technology, storage equipment, analytics capability they would need to really help them do what they do.
Now, what's interesting about NCMEC, and I heard them speak a while ago, is that not only are they maintaining this database of images, but they're also applying artificial intelligence to do things like aging of missing children to aid in the the discovery of these missing children.
Yes, they do more than 6,000 per year modeling of children in terms of aging, what they would look like today relative to what they looked like when they went missing. And that's a huge advantage for law enforcement to help identify those children and find them and be able to recognize them. So analytics and artificial intelligence is an essential tool in addition to just being able to manage all that data, but to really use analytics to find trends in the data, maybe recognize when there are patterns to multiple children missing from a particular area or something that will lead to breakthroughs in helping find those children.
Well, hats off on the announcement today. I'm excited to hear more about what this organization is able to do with the new technology that they're receiving and the help from HPE and Intel to put that technology to good use. Obviously, we learn from these types of experiences in terms of what the technology is capable of. How do you see this applying to the broader market?
Well, it's so interesting because here this week we heard from Stephen Hawking of the Cosmos Group talking about how they're using real-time analytics and artificial intelligence on our supercomputing technology to unlock the mysteries of the universe from the first moments of the Big Bang on. And that's just one example, but we're helping research Alzheimer's disease and accelerating cures for Alzheimer's. Obviously, the National Center for Missing Children is a great opportunity. We see the applications in every single industry for cloud computing, for artificial intelligence, for edge computing and the Internet of Things. It's really a transformational time to be in the industry, and it's just an honor, and I'm so proud to be able to help be a part of applying it to things that matter in the world, like NCMEC.
Well, and you went with Stephen Hawking, which, I mean, that's a nice example of a technology in action and giving something to the world in terms of new insight.
That's right.
Susan, it's been a pleasure talking to you today. One final question for you. If folks listening online want to learn more about HPE solutions, where should they go to find out more information and connect with your team?
I mean, super easy. HPE.com is absolutely the right place to go. And from there, a very intuitive interface into everything that we do in terms of helping customers make hybrid IT simple.
Thank you so much for being with us today.
My pleasure.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.